The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Subas Daf Mem Dalet, we have the parsha, the unfortunate incident of Anara Meroso Shezinsa, which is discussed in these dafim, in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, for the next few dafim. The Anara Meroso Shezinsa has a bazundu as a separate oynish of skila, whereas a regular ishish that's mizane is only chayv bechenek. The aver is mochamer. It's Hashem. We'll get to discuss why her aver is mochamer. The chayv that inside the averu, the aver is the same aver. Mineu bay in Pashas Kiseitze, we have a whole episode of a moitzi shemra, where a husband is moitzi shemra. He's mevi besulei bitoy lebezdin. He claims he hires Aiden the way we pass him. He hires his bole or sneo. He hires Aidim, false Aidim, to come to Bezin and say she was Mizanim Tachtov when she was already married to him. And there are Mazimim. So we say, we take the husband to task for being Moitzi Shemra al Basulas Yisrael. He gets Malkus plus he has to pay the father. V'loy Siyah Le'isha, is not allowed to be Megarisha. What's interesting about the whole din is we understand that a woman being Mizanim is an aver like any other aver. Mechal Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan, Oichel Mevel Zutreifis, Aganev, all these dinim have ramifications of ownership. Malkis, Misa, Koris, Misa Videi Shemayim, so on and so forth. L'chora, a woman who is Mizana, is Chayim Misa. It's an aver that's Mechayim Misa's Bezdin. Vos Epis, what's the pshat, when we read the Psukim in Parshas Kiseitze, that the Tviya of Moitzi Shemra seems to be the Baal's imperative on bringing the story, the complaint, the Averi, the Oynish to Bezdin? What does that do with the husband? If his wife, Rachman Salman, is a Mechal Shabbos, has to do with him, he doesn't want to be married to her. She's Mechal Shabbos. She smokes on Shabbos. They caught her with Adam, they bring her to Bezdin. What does that do with him? He doesn't want to be married to her, so don't be married to her. Her Averi is an Averi that she's Chayim Misa. Why is it the husband? After the kach, the Teru says, and then if the husband's not right, the father brings Edim, Kenega, the husband, the father's bringing Edim. The Edim that she was Mizana, the Edim she wasn't Mizana. What is after? Why is this a tug of war? Why is this a slug out between the Baal and between the Av? The Baal then pays the Av. What's the pshat? You could say, Stama Noinish, Stama Knas, for being Moitzi Shem. It's not Mashma. It's Mashma. There's some type of discussion over here between the husband and the father. We have to also ask ourselves, Bechal, is he the Baldovi that he's coming to Bezdin? If she's Mizana, so that's an Averi that she was over. What does that have to do with the husband? So we could theoretically say that there's a very distinct element of her Averi, her, the discussion about what she did wrong, biyachas to the husband. It's not only between her and the Rabbi Shlomo that she's Chayav Misa, it's also between her and the husband. That is the Chiyuv Ksuba. That's what we've been learning about these last 40 now. That if a woman is Mizana, she becomes Asur Labailo, she loses her Ksuba. And maybe that's the reason why the Torah is discussing the coming to Bezdin, to say that she was Mizana Biyachas to the husband, is because the husband is the one who stands to lose. Could be. The problem is that we set ourselves up for a Machloikis, which we've had a few times. We're going to have Mitzvah Shem Mishnah. And the end of Ksubas, of Kufyod, if Ksubas Machlokes of Shimon Liel Nechachom, if Ksubas Deraisa or Derabonon, the way to explain the Psukim is by saying Ksubas Deraisa. If Ksubas Derabonon, that can't be Pshan the Psukim why the husband is coming to Pasuk. We're trying to explain the Pasuk Chumash. If he's coming in terms of that she's Asura to him, again, that has nothing to do with Bezdin. If a husband knows that his wife is Mizana, so Benoil Benatzmer is not allowed to live with her. It has nothing to do per se with a psak of Bezdin. It sounds like he's coming to be mechayiv her skilo. Is that his psak? Is again a discussion whether his taina was emes or not. What does it have to do with whether the husband was right or not? It has to do with whether she's mizana or not. What's the pshat here? Now, it happens to be that in the Averu itself, we can't just say that what's going on as far as her Einish is just mitzad her Averu, because we see that when a Naira Merosa is Mizana, the only time she's Mechuyev Skila, we'll learn Mitzvah Hashem the next few daf, is only if she was Mizana, the base if she was mizana before she was nichmas alachum. It's only if she was found to have been mizana when she's in Moireses. She's only in Arusa, she's still Bevesavir, then she's Chayv Misa. I'm sorry, then she's Chayv Skila. If she's already Nichnas al-Chuppah, she's in Nesua, she's Tachas Rishus HaBal, the Aloch is she's a regular Ishizish, and the Aloch is that she's only Bechenek, not Beskila. However, the case of Moitzi Shemra is where she was Nichnas al-Chuppah, and the husband brought a tain against her. So we see that even though she's not the regular din, but she has an extra din of Naira Merosa that she should give Skila because the husband was the one who brought it to Bezdin. What's the pshat? We see that there is a distinct din. There's a distinct nature and element to the fact that the husband is bringing her. L'chayre has nothing to do with the Aveira per se, but still it's Mishana. It makes a difference how we look at the Aveira itself. So we see clearly that a Tfias HaBaal being Mechadosh Noinish, and in which case it would be skill, it would be different than if Aiden would stamp come to Bezin and say that this Naira Maroso, she was not Maroso anymore, she was Nichnas al-Chuppah, she was Mizana, the Aloch would be Bechenek. So we see that there's a din of a Baal bringing her to Bezin, which again goes back to the question. So here I'd like to bring up a question. It's a question that's posed in different places in Shas. As far as Moitzi Shemra is concerned, the question by the Ein Yitzchok. The Gemara has a whole discussion in the next two daf, in the next daf, and a little bit in this daf, whether there's a din of Moitzi Shemra ala Ketana. Not a Naira Merosa, Ketana Merosa. She was Mizana. The question is whether the Torah, that's Mechayv Misa, could be talking about a Ketana. The Gemara, whether the din of the Baal bringing her, would be a discussion should be Chayv Misa, whether he's Mechuyv al Tzimaytzi Shemra, is that true on Ketana or not? All back and forth in the Gemara before, in Daf Mem Amud Beis. Frekt Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan b'shem his son, the successor to his position as the Kovner Rov. L'chayr, there's a klal, as a general rule in Shas, Ein Mekavim Eidus ala Ketana, Ein Mekavim Eidus ala Kotan. The Mizdayin, the being done in Bezin, the Kotner Ketana is not Shaykh, because in Mekabal Eidus al Ketana, Pashas, the reason is because they can't defend themselves. When I'm Mekabal Eidus, can negate a Kotner Ketana. So what would be the Hanumina that you could be Moitzi Shemra al Ketana? You can't be Mekabal Eidus. How could you be an Eidim into Bezin against the Ketana? The truth is, like I said, this question is in different places. Reb Chaim Brisker in Hilchus Gerushin talks about a similar type of question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole back and forth, a whole discussion whether Ben Soirer Umoira is even by a Kotan. You need Edim. How can it be Mekabla Edim that he's a Ben Soirer Umoira on a Kotan? Why would the Gemara even have a discussion? The truth of the Chayot to both Kashas has to be one basic word. If we're dealing with giving an Oynish as far as a Maisa there is concerned, every Maisa has cause and effect. A Maisa of a Lav is Mechayiv in effect of Malkus. A Maisa of Achmon al-Slam of an Aveir Chamur is Mechayiv Koresh. It's Mechayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. It's Mechayiv Cholili, even Misa B'dei Bezdin. The Aveira of Ben Soira Rumoira, the Aveira of Moitzi Shemra, is not an Aveira, is not an Oynish for a Maisa Aveira. The Torah gave this parsha. There's an institution over here. There's a punishment for violating an institution of Klal Yisrael. The Kotam, who's a Ben Sari Ramayra, the discussion is now whether he can be Chayiv and Oynish for. And by the way, let's qualify this. Every Ben Sari Ramayra, that the Averu that he did doesn't match the punishment. Eating meat, even if he eats a lot of red meat and he drinks a lot of wine and he steals, there is no Chayiv Skila. The reason why a Ben Soira Umoira is Chayiv Skila, the Rashi tells us al HaTorah. Again, the same Pasha, Pasha Kiseitzi. Rashi tells us, Nidon al Shem Soifer. But what that really means to say is that a Ben Soira Umoira stands for something. The Oynish that he gets the Skila is not an Oynish for any specific Maisim that he does. The Maisim that he does do not fit the Oynish. He gets Skila because he represents a Musik of total, like it's called, the Blial. He represents something that's totally beyond the confines. We let such a Toifof, we let such a phenomenon exist, we're destroying Klal Yisrael. He gets an Oynish because he represents total Hefkerus in how we raise the next door. which is why once he's a certain age, he doesn't get that Eidush. If he's 13 and a half, 14, he's already his own person. He doesn't represent any stage in, call it the next door, chinuch, children, relationship with parents. You have all the psukim over there in Pashat Ben Seiru Moiru that talk about how it's only if the parents came together, only if they're b'koy lover b'koy lima, he has to be that they were able to be mechanechim, they were able to walk, they were able to talk, they were able to... What does it have to do with the parents? It has to do with his ma'aseh. It does not have to do with the ma'aseh. It has to do with what he represents. He represents a phenomenon of a total breakdown of any basic decency in those that are going, those that are becoming, are supposed to build the next door. The reason why he gets Misa is because he represents that, and the Einish represents our reaffirming commitment to, call it law and order, seder, morality, a basic structure of a terrorist society. Naira Merasa, it would seem, represents the same thing. Naira Merasa, the reason why she gets Skila, by the way, let's add a word. Skila is an Einish that's not given on regular Averis. An Eishes Ish that's Mizani gets Chenik. And most Averis in the Torah that are punishable by Misa are Bechenek. Ritzicha is Besayif, is Becheriv, because that's called Nekoma. Nekoma is Becheriv, Marit Bemalchus is also Becheriv. Skila is always on Averis that represent a principle. Mechal Shabbos in front of Edim represents a denial, a basic denial of the Rebbein Shalom creating the world. Baal Abahema, Rachman Otzlah, Baal Imo, it represents basic breakdown, a basic violation, not taiva. It's a basic violation of the structure of society. And that's why skila is a demand bomb. It's a total wiping out of that person. It's an averu chamura, but not just in the sense, in a personal sense. It's an averu chamura in terms of what it represents. That's why the Einish is beskila. Naira Amarosa represents, Rabbi Hirsch says in Parshas Kiseitze, Rabsham Shavalish and his Pirshal HaTorah, that the Naira Amarosa, Naira, is at the age when she's just coming into her own as an adult. She represents the transition between Bas Yisrael, Kol Kvuda Bas Pelech Pnima, living in her father's influence, living in the house, being in the house. Bas Yisrael represents the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael, the Tahara, the Pnimius, the innocence of Klal Yisrael. Hamayrosa, she's not even at a stage, she's not even at a marital stage where she has a relationship with her husband. She's a Mayrosa, she's living in her father's house. There's a relation which is only theoretical, not theoretical, but it's a relation which is only in Lombus, a relationship which is only halakhic. There's no real relationship between her and her husband. For her to violate that relationship, it's not just that there's an averu of znus. That averu is mechayev chenek. The averu that we're talking about is a violation of the mitzius, the innocence, the purity, Rabbi Hirsch says, of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael Ksherim. She's the violation of that, that's beskila. So we understand that when the Baal and the Av have a discussion going on over here, we ask, what does it do with her mais averu? We're not dealing over here with the averu which is mechayev chenek. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda of the sugya of Moitzi Shemra, the discussion back and forth, ki hoitzi Shemra al Yisrael, is the husband came to destroy the Shem Toiv of Bnei Yisrael. He came to be Moitzi Shemra. There's no ma'is averu. Because Gerov says that this that he gets a malchus is not on the ma'is averu of saying Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara doesn't carry with it an oinish of malchus. There's something that he violated over here. There's an institution that he violated. What did he violate? He violated ki hoitzi shemra al b'nois Yisrael. It's not a maisa averu per se. It's a statement of what he's trying to do. It's a statement of what's going on over here between the Av and the Baal. When we give her a skila, we give her a skila al pesach beis avio because we're making a statement against the statement that she made with her averu. So the discussion over here is between the Baal, who was violating, or he is violating, depending on who's right and wrong, and between the Av, either the Av, his charge, his mitzius, his circle of raising his children properly, was violated. Like the Gemara says, we were circular, al pesach beisavir, ru'u gidulim shel zeh, mashe gidul zeh, or we uphold his innocence, and we say that no, he didn't violate the institution of Kashrus Yisrael, the standard of Kedushas Yisrael. The Baal violated that by being Moitzi Shemra. The discussion over here is between the Baal and the Av. It's not a discussion on a personal level of this Naira Merosa that's caught in the middle, if she did an Aveira or didn't do an Aveira. So that's why the discussion between the Amna Baal, and that's why there would be a discussion even on a Ketana, because we're not dealing with a Maisa Aveira and an Oinish where you could say, Yeh Mekabal Eidus Ala Kotna Ketana, or not Mekabal Eidus Ala Ketana. The discussion over here is on an institutional level, on a Klal Yisrael level. Mimela could be that we would, theoretically, we would give the Oinish, even though normally we would not be Mekabal Eidus on a personal level against the Kotna or a Ketana. That Mekabal would be the Teretz over here. We'll add to this discussion, the Ramban says that the knas that the husband pays the Baal is mea sela. Ramban says it's twice, same way when a person steals, he's chayv kefil. The moya, the standard ksuba, the way it's described in Pashat Mishpotim, between a Baal and Ishta is chamishim. So really, he pays kefil, he pays the father, he pays 100. Now, like we said before, there's really a machlokes where the ksuba deraisa the rabbanu. So we're not talking over here, he's paying kefil on a ksuba der. It's clear that the Ramban means that even if ksuba is the rabbanu, that only means the chiyuv ksuba that husband has to give his wife is the rabbanu. But a ksuba is a musik. A ksuba represents a certain financial commitment for on a husband's part to his wife's future security in case she loses him, in case he sends her away. She has to have a certain amount of financial security. There has to be a schaibus on his part. That mitzius is mitzius deraisa. That's the institution of marriage. We'll discuss this later on the shiurim, that there's a difference between choiv and between a regular choiv and between the choiv of a ksuba, based on an understanding that one is a chiv moment and one is beikor, and one is in principle a chiv ishus, not a chiv moment. But in any case, the Ramban is clearly telling us that even if chiv derabbanon, even if ksuba has a chiv is derabbanon, but the idea of what it represents is certainly deraisa. Now, on that level, we double that like kefil. Now, in which case, achor, that means that the discussion back and forth between the husband and the baal was about the ksuba. That's not between the husband and the baal. The halacha is that after she's nichnas al chuppah, who gets a ksuba? She gets a ksuba. We'll learn later on the Mishnah that after she was nichnas al chuppah, if her husband would divorce her, the money would go to her. If the money would go to her, why is there a discussion in between the hab and the baal? So it's clear what we're discussing over here, like we just said, is on an institutional level. We're not discussing something over here in terms of, is there a chiyuv moment to her, is there not a chiyuv moment to her? We're discussing over here, something was violated, something was touched. There's an institution over here of marriage, of kashrus Yisrael, of benois Yisrael, tahirim u'kadoshim, however you want to word it, that was violated. That is the reka, that is the background of discussion of it in the av and the baal, and that's why even though the payment is in terms of ksuba, but not in terms of personal obligation, there's a choiv here to the wife that's at stake. It's in terms of what that stands for, and that's why even that money on a choiv level, even if it would be derabbanon. But what we're talking about is on the level of derais, and that's for sure true. The Ramban says we have a similar concept. Rashi in the beginning of Mishpatim says a sheik sus vayna, that a husband has a chiv to his wife sheik sus vayna. Rashi says that it's referring to the chiv mezoinis and the chiv to be mefarnes her, to give her clothing, and the chiv oino. The Ramban says, how can that be what the pasuk is talking about? All those chiyuv are only derabbanon by nature. See, he says it's going on a chiyuv oino, and it's three parts, the emotional, the physical, and the mental part of the chiyuv oino. Look at the Ramban over there. Fascinating Ramban as far as the discussion of chiyuv oino, which is the sugis later on in Yetz Hashem, in the fifth parak, in parak Afalpi. But as far as we're concerned, what we see l'chayru pshat Rashi is that the pasuk over there is not dealing with the specific chiyuvim on a deraisa level. The chiyuvim could be derabbanon. But the institution and what it stands for, that a husband has an obligation to his wife, is certainly true on a deraisa level. It could be that the specific chiyuv that Bezdin would enforce maybe only derabbanon by nature. But on an institutional level, it's certainly true deraisa, which is why it would be true over here, that the Torah would shuts up, the Torah would give the amount of money ksubadik, even if the chiyuv ksuba is derabbanon, because what we're dealing with between the Baal and the Av is on the deraisa level, the institution of the relationship between the husband and the wife, between the Av and the Baal, what it represents. The Av giving over his daughter, his Bas Yisrael Kshera, to the Baal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.